Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brian Gets Into Friends. As per, we've got David Edwards.
Hello, sir, here at the ready.
What are we going to call you this week? The blonde?
Buzzard, perhaps?
Blonde buzzard.
Hovering above, doing laps.
And our guest is Liam Williams.
Hello, sir, at the ready.
Hey, hey.
Is that the way you have
ready?
Oh, please do.
Yeah, so...
I wasn't sure if that was, like, a catchphrase.
Do what you like, mate.
No, I don't own it. You can have it.
I'm happy with that. That's my...
You happy with it, David?
I think it's a very bold hello, and it shows the way we're going to be moving on forward.
Okay, so...
Hello, Liam. Brian. And David Edwards.
You say that again? You call him Liam?
Hello, Liam. Brian. And David Edwards.
Hello, Liam, Brian, and David Edwards.
Absolutely. So they've got a lion in the room.
It's Charles and Robert. He's with us. And so this week, we're in a hospital.
Really?
And why? Because you shattered your kneecap.
These things happen if you get over-enthusiastic on a sports course.
Ouch. So David's lying in bed, and me and Liam have come to visit him.
And thank you for making the effort.
Not at all. I love hospitals.
You do, don't you?
I was in hospital for 3 weeks last year.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to take attention away from
you. No, I want to hear everyone's war injuries.
You're the one who's lying there.
Poor you. You've got a shattered kneecap. Suddenly we're talking about this guy.
No, but it's all empathy, isn't it? You're relating.
I'm not intending it as empathy. I'm trying to steal some attention away
That's
from
very
you. I want to know why you...
Because I broke my heels.
Oh,
heels?
Yeah.
That's
you heard of that?
Painful.
Heard of heels?
Yeah.
Or the calcaneuses, as they're known.
Ah, yes. Now I'm with you.
Yeah. Those.
Yeah. Smashed them up.
Ow.
Smashed them up.
With a bat.
With the ground. With the planet Earth.
Right.
What I did is I got really high up and then very quickly got lower until I hit the ground.
So you fell. From
essentially,
height.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fell. Wow. And you fell like that?
Is that good for the podcast?
Basically, I slapped my lap.
Slammed your
my
hands
lap
down.
With my hands.
You're quite
that
right.
Wasn't so your lap? That was the arm to the chair. Do you know what a lap is?
Yeah, the arm of the chair and the chair. Your leg.
There you go.
Is that not a lap?
Oh,
that's
a lap.
Half right.
Yeah. How did that feel?
It felt really bad.
Yeah.
How do you feel, David, with your kneecap?
Yeah. How did you do your knee?
My kneecap was on a hockey pitch, and it was. Taking part in a game of with other men of a similar age running around, and the stick accidentally missed the actual ball, swung 160 degrees around into my own knee.
160,
not 360. That's the whole circle.
Not 180.
No, 180. You're quite right. You've got the maths. Carol Vorderman's in the room. You're quite right. 180, swung it around, missed the ball, but got my kneecap. And I disabled myself.
Wow.
Now, not to steal your thunder again.
No, the thunder is yours.
Oh, here we go.
I'm handing it to you.
He's done it.
I've also had a dislocated kneecap in my time.
In a hockey injury?
In a football injury.
Oh, discolated anything is apparently the worst.
What? What?
Discolated?
Yeah.
It's apparently the worst of all of them.
Dislocated.
Dislocated, you're quite right.
Discolated is when you dance too cool.
Yeah.
You slip a disc.
Yeah.
Absolutely, wow. Yeah, baby.
Necessarily.
Be anything.
Very true, yeah. Not necessarily. There's lots of things you can slip in the body.
Yeah.
You're dancing on the dance floor of life.
Yeah.
So, to go back to your heels, not that I want to hit the rewind button too much, but...
I think we're going to have to rewind a few times, because I want to know more about your kneecap. I want to say more about my kneecap, so let's...
Well, let's
go forward a bit and then rewind again, then rewind again.
Yeah.
So, where were you...
What was that hockey team? Who were you playing for?
I was playing for Arundel Hockey Team, where my parents live. Don't be laughing. It's good real estate, Arundel. Got
I've
a castle.
I've been there to watch... I don't want to add another plot line.
Oh, yes.
I once went there to watch a cricket match.
I've played cricket on Arundel.
Yep, it's well known for its cricket.
Against Gloucester.
I got the captain out.
Oh, there we go. Goodness me.
Suddenly all about you.
You've come with Friendship Grapes, Hello Magazine. You're here at my side, that's all I want.
Show off.
There we go.
Yeah, show off.
Just so you know, I'm dressed as a nurse, and I am here to help you.
Thank you, sir. Hugely appreciated. Bed, bath, and hand.
And can I keep this friendly dog I've brought into...
Is that all right?
I brought this because when I was in hospital, I was in there for 3 weeks.
Here we go.
You get a little bored, and it was just like a slow Tuesday afternoon in my second or third week in hospital.
Wow.
Real mid-afternoon lull across the ward. And all of a sudden, I heard this excitement and clamour coming down the ward from the other end. There's, like, not happy excitement, like, kind of nervous excitement getting closer towards me. And it turned out that an old man had brought a massive dog into the hospital.
Oh, goodness.
I couldn't see it yet because it was around the other side of the curtain, but I knew it was a dog because I heard people going, no, I don't like dogs. And he was going, he likes to jump. Do you want to see him? He'll come and cheer you up. And they were like, no.
Sort of peering around the curtain.
I couldn't peer, really. I was pretty
pain, sedate. I imagine, sedated, yeah.
Yeah, quite sedated on my morphine. Just lying there. And I could hear everybody rejecting this dog. So I said, I'll have a look at your dog, mate.
And
he brought it round the curtain, and it was the biggest dog you've ever seen.
What breed?
Like a mastiff.
Oh, lovely.
Like a mountain.
A dog that would...
I certainly do. I'm more of a terrier man, but if they're going to be large...
A dog that would save your life in the Himalayas.
Oh, wonderful.
Huge.
Man's best friend, yeah.
And then he said, do you want to have a little look at him? And I said, yeah. And he, like, sort of ushered the dog towards me, shepherded towards me.
Yeah.
As soon as it had been given the mandate to go
like
and...
That.
Yeah. If you can't...
Yeah.
I'll describe it to the listeners. I'm holding my arms out in front of me like I'm doing the Thriller dance.
Yes.
And then waggling my fingers forward as if motioning a dog towards a patient.
Yeah.
The dog, being given this instruction, jumped up on the bed and got its, as if he was going to bite my head off, opened his teeth right up. The nurse screamed and the guy had to, get him down.
Wow.
Got him down and he was taken out of the hospital.
And this is the dog here, yes? Next
and this is the same dog I brought in.
Wow.
When you asked me what sort of dog, I should have just said this guy.
This
point is the one sat there, and he's not buying anyone. He seems to be very
Sounds friendly. Like an episode of Casualty.
It's certainly. Well, I was enthralled.
How long have you been in hospital, David?
I've been in hospital now for 2 weeks. Not quite 3 weeks like Liam. Not that I'm competing, but I've done a fortnight.
Right, we're going to go into the first question. Your most embarrassing moment. What was it?
My most embarrassing moment was when I was...
Here we go.
Embarrassment. We can all relate to this. We need to all embrace it. I was on a train in the north of Britain with my uncle. And what they had before the south of England was automatic doors that would open and close like Star Trek.
I just need to bring your bed to an upright position.
Thank you
because
very much.
You have been lying flat this whole time.
Thank you, Charles. He's my side.
It was a bit weird. You were just staring at the ceiling for the first 10 minutes.
Well, I've got to recoup, haven't I, for crying out loud. But I can hear your voices and now I can see your faces, for crying out loud.
You can see the dog.
I can see the dog and he's a hell of a creature. Four legs, a tail and a wet little nose. I'm going to look forward to giving him a stroke later on.
Christopher Wren.
Christopher Wren, that's his name. There we go.
That's his name.
There we go. Amongst his friends. Now, where was I? Yes, so...
Embarrassing moment with Unky Dave.
Yeah, Unky Dave, there he is. So, as you rightly point out, Liam, it was the windows you used to bring down, put your arm out, and then unlock it. You're totally right, because this is like sort of...
Love it. You can still get those.
Can you?
Yeah.
They're still around.
Liam, your catchphrase. You've been doing...
Oh, yes, this is a new catchphrase. If you don't like it, do say, because it's early, it's work in development.
Yep.
He's a bit masculine. He doesn't like it, Brian.
Well,
he hasn't got the...
You're all... the way you looked at me after you said it made me think you don't have conviction in it.
Oh, that's true. It's all about the eye contact. It's like
keep the eye contact and smile.
Do it again.
But
you're masculine.
Well, you've changed it. It's a different catchphrase.
What was it originally? Oh, we're all masculine. What is that?
He's a bit.
We're all masculine.
He's a bit masculine.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you. Constantly constructive your criticism. Yeah, I'm always given something new to move on with.
I think the key to a catchphrase is make it the same or nearly the same every time.
There we go, I've got something to work with.
If it's different, then no one will remember.
I like we're all masculine.
Absolutely.
We're all masculine.
That's rubbish. That's it's like, no, yeah. Take that, work, develop it.
Okay, so Unky Dave.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
It's a simple, I thought as I've hyped this up a bit. But doors are vital, and it really is as simple as also the toilet doors were a clunk and a click.
Oh, yeah.
And we know where we're going with this.
No.
And we don't. Well, the door, it was new technology to me. It was like being handed an iPad. You don't know what to do with it on the first day. And I came into the toilet.
I think I've heard this story before.
Oh, dear.
I haven't. Please carry on.
Oh, he's heard this one already.
No, I'm on tenterhooks.
Don't repeat yourself, David.
Christopher Wren's slobbering.
Oh, great.
His ears are pricked up. We're listening.
Go on. Sorry.
I know, but you are quite right. It is the embarrassing moment whereby I didn't do the buttons properly because there's a whole load of buttons to do. There was a lock button, but I didn't hit that. I was leant down, as any man would do after, disposing of his toxic waste.
Leant down?
Leant down forwards, wiping myself.
Leant down forwards.
I lean down forwards. You can lean down
Everyone
forwards.
Everyone do that?
I think so, if you've got the balancing skills. I'm quite coordinated.
How far down?
I don't do
that. Halfway. Lean down forwards, halfway down, like I'm doing gymnastics. I'm about to do a forward roll, but I'm not. I'll stop halfway. To actually wipe my crevice.
60 degrees.
60 degrees, well, 90, get the maths 90, right, 90. Yeah. And then it was a case of suddenly there was a lot more light in the room and wind because the door had opened and it was just a full... I think you're right, Brian, I have told this story before.
That's fine. Who was looking at you?
There was a woman looking at me. I was about sort of 13, and to have a woman in her mid-40s staring at me...
Quite a thrill.
And it was a thrill, but also quite judgmental. She was very... And the worst thing is when the door closed and you've just got to wait to go back out to that kind of crowded corridor.
So the door opened?
Oh, full open, like they are now, like the whole reveal, like I was about to enter into a game show.
Like a Generation Game.
Exactly like Generation Game. But,
instead of like a cuddly toy, it was you...
Yes, with half my body shown to the world.
Have you got a embarrassing question, Liam?
Have I got a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question two.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Liam.
Now, I worry my questions are slightly the wrong tone.
Oh,
I
don't know, not at all.
There's no wrong or right tone here.
No, not at all.
So, one question I wanted to ask you today was, would it be stupid for me to have kids?
No, not at all.
Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, that's quite a deep question. And not at all, because, you've been handed the beautiful gift that is your DNA helix, your genetics, and it's about passing it on. And I think a lot of...
But don't you think there's too much DNA out there already?
No. We need consumers. We need, people out there adding to society, keeping the treadmill moving. Those lottery tickets aren't going to scratch themselves. We need people to vote for X Factor. This thing doesn't just happen by itself.
Yeah.
We've got to leave something. And the other great thing about genetics is it's a case of, I'm sure a lot of people think it's a bad idea, but I can't think of a more poetic description.
You're right.
I might be alone here in saying this, and I'm amongst friends, and this is a bit crude, but everyone likes this. If you let wind off, you like the smell of your own
That's true.
Heart.
That's absolutely.
I know this is a bit crude.
I quite like yours.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very good of you.
I've never liked another. That's a good observation.
It's a top notch.
Are yours? How do they smell?
It's got a bit of a punch to it. It's like, it's one of mine.
A bit tangy.
It's a bit interesting. And I think kids are like farts in that sense.
Right. Why don't you do one now for Liam?
I'd have to focus like a Buddhist monk.
You're in hospital. Nobody will judge you.
Yep, thank you very much. There we go. It's leaving the body.
It's not exactly my cup of tea, but it's okay.
It's not exactly. I didn't have time to prepare, really. It's just sort of like...
It's the best
improvised.
Smart I've ever felt that isn't Yeah. Smell that isn't my own.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah.
It sort of has that microwave warm, kind of like just entered a swimming pool kind of vibe.
Yeah, that
swimming
microwave warm room. You've just opened and entered a swimming pool.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Into a locker room.
That kind of vibe.
That kind of vibe, that kind of feel.
What were we talking about?
Having children. And
have you got any children?
No, I've got future kids.
You've got your farts, I suppose.
I've got my farts, but that's the beauty of genetics, isn't it?
Farts and kids.
Farts and kids, you know, I'm sure from afar it's just like, oh my lord, but once you have them, once you do them,
when you say you've got your future them. Kids, what do, you, what do you mean?
I mean that they're like say anyone's, they've got a, you just know John McEnroe knew he's going to hold up that cup or that plate in Wimbledon. And I know I'm going to hold up a child at some point. It's like something like a Lion King.
Well, but, you above
know,
your head.
Yeah, above my head. You know, it's going to happen type of thing. If you don't believe, it's not going to, you know, take place. I'm sure.
Well, there's a famous song then that by Cher, isn't there?
There is. And which one's that one? I believe. I can't remember it.
You believe in life after love.
That's it.
Hello, David.
Hello.
It's time for your injection, I'm afraid.
Can I ask old Charles a question while he's doing the injection?
Yes,
David's just going to be injected. Into
yeah, whereabouts?
On the issue of whether human procreation is a good idea, I was wondering whether it's just time to hand over to the robots. And because is Charles a robot?
Very true.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wondering, Charles, how you feel about that, whether you're ready to take on the baton of inhabiting and dominating planet Earth in the way humans have done for the last several thousand years.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Short but sweet, very true.
Time will tell. Anything else to add?
It's a big... putting on the spot.
Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Intriguing. All right, leave
that's another good catchphrase. Watch this space.
So, we've done that question, haven't we? And have you answered Liam's question?
I have.
Yeah, that was it. Whether
I'm going to have
kids.
Children. Yeah, you should have kids.
I should have kids.
Brian,
so we should all have kids.
Yep.
Definitely. Let's just
woof,
populate.
Woof. Hey, woof. David.
Oh.
I am Christopher the dog. Hope your kneecaps get better soon, my man.
Thank you for that warm greeting, Christopher. Come over here, let's give you a tickle.
Yeah, I've never seen him. I didn't know you could do that.
Absolutely, he's a
clearly very
dog.
Taken with your eloquence in answering the question.
He certainly is, isn't he? It's like something out of a Pixar cartoon.
Have you had any other visitors?
No, not really. I mean,
we've got about 25 minutes, then we've got to go. Is anyone else going to?
Well, I'm hoping. I've had a lot of texts, and I think that is the modern form of visiting. Mother, and from mother, she mentioned hello from father.
They've not come to visit?
Not in person,
but
in Seoul.
How long have you been in the hospital?
2 weeks, okay. Half a month. So, but they're on their way, and I've got a lot of texts from them, which is the modern hug, you know, using the...
Has a priest or a vicar or anybody come round?
No, thank God. You don't want them hovering around. That's like, that is a buzzard or a raven, isn't it?
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. You don't want the last rites. The robot will look after
they might just come and say, are you okay? And
this is true. You can't be negative towards Catholicism or whatever. But, I mean, it could be... I don't want prayers for me quite yet. It's only a shattered kneecap, not a shattered spine.
Sure. How are your heels now?
Much better, thanks. Yeah, so keep, you know, believe...
Back to normal.
Stay not quite normal, but
the pain must have been horrific.
It was bad for a bit, yeah.
Who found you? In a bush or...?
I found myself, really. No, I was on the front of my house, and I fell down, landed on the doorstep. Eventually, my housemate came home.
How long did it take for him to come?
About 20 minutes. So I was climbing in because I was locked out, so I could have just waited 20 minutes.
Oh, my...
Wow.
And were you going in and out of consciousness of pain?
It wasn't quite... Do you know what? You probably experienced this on the hockey pitch.
Yes, I
when it
I
first
did.
Happens, the adrenaline is so severe that you're kind of okay. And then a few hours later, when I went to hospital, they had to put a cast on. And there was this very, you've probably experienced.
Yes,
the nurses are wonderful.
Oh, they're lovely.
Charles is just
it's like first class on an airplane, you know,
fantastic
air cabin crew.
Britain's fantastic nurses.
Yes.
I take my hat off to them. But she was... She hurt me a lot, like, because she had to put my ankle back into the shape it's supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't in that position anymore.
This is proper Saving Private Ryan stuff, isn't it? Proper military war zone.
It's nowhere near that.
No, it's nowhere near
that.
Well said, because, that is the right thing to remember. You're quite right. Men have gone through worse.
There are people going through worse all over the world right now.
I'm glad you said that, you know, so the listeners are aware of that. One thing I'd love to ask is... what does it feel like to fall off a building?
It's not the golden question section.
Sorry, you're quite right. Okay. I've just never met a man, you know, like...
Never met a man.
Well, I've met many, believe me, but never one that's broken his heels. Falling off the side of a building, what is that?
What does it feel
sorry,
like?
Sorry, Brian, we're going off, you know, what
I
does
know,
that feel
this is
like?
So. It feels like... I say,
You watch it in the films, but you've never done it. You know, you've experienced it.
Watch what in the films?
People fall off buildings.
Breaking their heels?
Yeah, why? Well, you never know about that. They never cut to that, do they? They're just like, you know, if John McClane chucks you out of a window, you don't follow them afterwards.
No.
You know.
Well, I can tell you, the survivor's story is...
Yes, the DVD extra.
You have a thought, which is, I'm falling.
Oh.
And then that's okay. But then when you have, oh, I'm still falling.
Oh, my goodness.
You know you're in trouble.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you have that with the 160 degree?
Oh, it's still 70 degrees.
I had a 130 degrees. Yeah, blood rush in the brain. It's like, oh, yeah. Like someone done a pirouette and then like knocked me in the knee.
What's
type
the name
of thing.
Your captain of the hockey club?
Richard Wilson.
Right.
Is it the Richard Wilson?
No, the Richard Wilson. Don't get him muddled up with celebrity. But he's as respected on the hockey pitch as Richard.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, right. Does he have his own catchphrase? His own version of "I don't believe it."
No, he doesn't have a catchphrase. I think that kind of man doesn't...
I don't believe it.
You're quite right. I hope you do believe it, because it is Richard does exist.
I don't believe it.
Well, he exists on the pitch with us. You could come along on a Saturday morning and he'd be there waiting for you. I think a man who gets natural respect doesn't need a catchphrase. When they've got that natural alpha male, Brian Clough, I'm in charge of the team type of vibe. They don't need like, oh, the price is right. It's like, no, get in your shorts.
Second question. Thinking back to school. So think back to school.
Right.
Bang. What's the moment? What's the one moment that stands out? Bang.
Probably the bang would be.
Think about it.
It's a locker door closing. It's as simple as that. It's like secondary school.
Is it? Why?
Because you said bang, probably.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's one thing they did. It lasted. It's like anything in school. It was a craze that lasted 1 week. And they thought it was funny to actually get someone into a locker.
So you're inside the locker when this door is banging?
Yes, right. It only happened to me once, type of thing.
That's enough, though, isn't it?
And luckily, what they would usually do is push it down one flight of stairs. It
what?
Wasn't that ridiculous. It was just like one thing from... Because it was like the maths building.
Oh
one flight.
God. And you were in it?
Yes, luckily...
Like a coffin?
It was like a coffin, yeah, I suppose. And luckily, it was a case of when it was my go, they didn't actually manage to push me off. I was in it. Stunk a BO.
Go implies that you were kind of up on board with this.
Oh, good grief, no. It was just horrific. It was like a metal cap of darkness. It was.
Name and shame.
Do you know, I feel worried about mentioning these people's names
now.
No,
you say them, the listeners can look them up on social media.
As men, I think they'd be frightening figures. I really do think, as actual men now, with proper pubic hair, deep voices, tattoos, families, I wouldn't want to be dealing with them.
No.
Really?
It really, really is sort of like, it is...
But what were their names?
One was Nicky Gagum. He really, as I'm saying it now, the old...
Nicky Gagum.
Yep. Trembling voice as I say that.
Yeah.
And in that locker I got and closed the door.
They locked the door.
They locked the door.
Bloody hell.
And it was a case of Mr. Banks was downstairs, the maths teacher. He goes, "What are you boys doing?" I was like, "Oh, thank God, you know, someone's found me." And I was.
And he got involved.
He got involved, but as a guardian, a Holy Spirit. And I was actually in this coffin, and I was waving backwards and forwards at the top of the actual stairs. And he was shouting at them, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" type of thing. And I think they were trying to grab me, and I was quite heavy. And it was just like the beginning of a nightmare theme park ride. You know, it's just like I was at the top of
what
a roller coaster.
What would that theme park ride be called?
Locker Mayhem, Locker Armageddon, something like that. Yeah. Just in complete darkness. Yeah, Lockergeddon. That's what it's called, Lockergeddon, Brian.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just horrific. I was let out. It was just like being reborn. It was actually quite spiritual. When I opened the door and I saw Mr. Locke's eczema face with his big beard. Mr. Banks. Mr. Locke was my PE teacher.
Yeah.
And also Locker. Yep. Mr. Banks.
Lockergeddon.
Yeah, Lockergeddon. It's just like, thank God. You know, absolutely. But people who had actually done Lockergeddon all the way, they said the worst thing was the sounds of the actual clang, 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 clang.
Keep doing that.
Clang, 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 clang. Of the actual locker going all the way down.
Yeah.
The worst thing is the sound, then I guess that's not so bad, really.
This is true, yeah.
No one's ever been hurt by a sound.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
I'm being overdramatic once again. I'm liking everything like it's Saving Private Ryan, but there's worse things.
Clang, 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 clang.
Yeah, there you go.
You can make a song up.
Yeah, clang, clang, locker on the
clang, 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 clang.
Clang, clang, clang. Yeah, I think also there'd be bruising as well.
Clang, 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 clang.
Clang, clang. You're quite right, sir. That's the sound we want to avoid.
Clang, yeah. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang.
Liam, have you got any other questions for David?
Yeah. Again, I worry about the tone.
No, I think the last tone was fine. It was
yeah, you like
deep.
That tone?
Love the
this
tone.
This is not a million miles away tone-wise.
No, that's fine. I think these are ones that you need a shovel for. You're digging deep. You're digging into the soul, into the roots.
Sorry, do you want some grapes before we...
Oh, yes, please. If you brought some along, that'd be
heaven.
No, but we could pop out and get some.
Yep, if you don't
get
mind.
Some ordered
have you anything with you?
I've
or?
Got an app where you can... Well, I brought...
be a start.
I was, but you didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry. Sorry,
what's
sorry.
What's the app called?
Graper. Yeah.
Graper.
And you get a grape brought to you.
Oh, do you? So you press the button on
well,
the
you
app.
See all the grapes that are in this area. You look at their photos, and then you can match with it. And if it matches with you, you get to eat it.
Well, let's begin.
Just the
I'd
one
like
grape.
To select a grape.
Yeah, just one grape. Well, you could have as many as you want, really.
Do I talk about my personality and my desires, and then they
start. No, just sees a photo.
We have a grape cannon.
A grape what? Open my mouth and fire it in? I think, you know, we're having a laugh here, a bit of a giggle, but I think the grape app, or the app grape, whatever
Graper.
It's called, or the grap.
Graper.
The Graper. I think there's some legs there. I mean, people are running around trying to get invisible Pokemons. Why not get a physical grape?
Yeah, much better for you.
Yeah, definitely. You're quite right. Good vitamins. I mean, this is how ideas develop. Three men in a room.
Three men in a hospital.
Chucking the SHIT around, you know.
Oh, you can't swear in here.
No,
you want me
right.
to
you're
get the
right.
grape cannon?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
At the ready.
How long will it take?
See.
How long will it take? He's gone. Well, I'll just...
Ten tops.
Ten tops. Even ten.
Ten minutes.
It's fantastic. I mean, they say the NHS is crumbling, but you get a
not
you can get
all.
A grape cannon in ten tops.
Artificial things. Intelligence feeding your grapes. I mean, what more do you want?
Do you want a question?
Yes, please.
Please. Here it is.
Ah,
yes,
here we go. Cannon. Mouth open at the ready, like
12
a target.
Seconds. Here it is.
Here we go. Ready.
All right, let's go.
Ask him whilst we fire.
Okay. Ask.
Okay.
So as soon as Liam's question is finished, the cannon will explode.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Fire.
The New Zealand green grapes, please.
I get that Brexit means Brexit, but what I don't know is what Brexit means.
Do you know what?
Cannon, mouth. Damn.
Christopher's jumping up trying to catch.
Oh, you little scamp. Have a grape. There you go. Balance on your nose and grab it. There you are. You're quite right. When I'm driving in my my car and I'm listening to Radio 4 and they talk about this Brexit, I do... So the question is, we know what Brexit is in the sense that it's about the Britain exiting Euro.
That's what it means.
That's
right.
What it means.
Yes. Right, okay. That's answered my question.
End of the question.
Oh, that's it. Oh,
it's David's
that. I didn't realise I'd, you know...
No, I'm not.
Happy to help. Happy to help.
That's great.
We're exiting Britain. No, we're not. We're exiting Europe, and we're going to stay in Britain.
OK, third question. What did you want to be when you were 12 years old?
What I wanted to be when I was 12 years old was... you're 12, you're a man, and it's just... I want to...
No, you're not.
No, you're not a man. You've got aspirations to become a man. And you're quite right. I need to stop doing that.
I can
that.
See it now. I can
yeah,
see
it is
now.
Not annoying.
It grinds you down.
It does a bit, does it?
Like you're pointing through my soul. You're sort of poking into me.
It's just yeah.
It's not nice. It's very disrespectful. I don't know why I do it. It's almost like sort of I don't know body language Tourette's. I just keep doing it out of the blue.
You did it a bit then.
You did it then.
It's like that, isn't it? It's terrible. I was 12. I would like it to be something more unique and interesting, but I had a real fascination about being a spy. And you might laugh,
yes.
Might find that funny,
yes.
But, you know...
I did.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
What Wanting. Aspects of it did you find desirable?
I think the feeling of being... having power over people.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Under the radar.
Yeah, sneaky.
Sneaky, wandering around, different disguises.
Sneaky power.
And what would be your disguise?
My disguise would be... I would change gender, I think, completely type of thing. Or... or perhaps like a vagabond, like a homeless man.
Vagabond.
Is that correct? Sort of a homeless person
good,
in the community.
Yeah. You can say that.
So you're just in the background, hovering type of thing.
Hovering vagabond.
Hovering vagabond, but taking lots of notes.
Because people don't see the homeless.
Yeah. Well you know, said. You're so, quite right. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know,
there could be a homeless guy in your bed right now. We wouldn't see him.
No, I wouldn't even. Yeah. Be rattling his changed tin
clang,
or whatever.
Clang, clang, clang,
clang, clang. Once again, that's his nightmare sound. Like I'm back in the locker. but I'm not interested. It's like, oh, get out of the way. I want to go to the toilet. You know,
I want to go find a Pokemon or
yeah, definitely just like distracted that. By this consumer disaster.
Find a grape, yeah.
So you wanted to be a spy, yeah?
I wanted to be a spy. I wanted to be undercover.
What would you be known as?
Codename.
The blonde stealth. Simple as that, kind of, or silver stealth. Yeah, off the radar.
Something else other than that?
I would be, so it'd be like my code name type of thing.
Yeah.
It would be something octopus, I think, in the sense that I was under the ground, lots of hands and lots of...
A bit like James Bond, the
film. It's
absolutely fine.
No, it's not a problem.
Something else.
You're quite right. It would be something silent.
Agent Clang.
Agent Lang. Clang, clang, clang. Agent Clang.
Clang, 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 clang.
My code name would be... I'm seeing a chessboard. I'm seeing the...
Rook.
A rook, a pawn, something like that. Agent Pawn, something that vague. I'm seeing a chessboard.
Bishop.
Agent Pawn. I'm on the outsides. Or Agent Castle. I move up and down the outside.
Agent Castle.
That wouldn't work.
No, it's fine.
Agent Castle, something like that.
Agent Queen.
It's work in development. I think, do you know what I would do? I would say to the MI5, I've got enough on my plate. Can you just give me a code name? Yep. You know, because I've got to go over to bloody Russia and get secret files or whatnot. The last thing I need to do is be sitting there coming up with code names of think tank my
man. You think James Bond came up with 007?
No, he didn't. He was given it to him by M. So, you know, you just get it in the post.
Who came up with M? Did M come up with that? Because someone must have come up with the first code name.
Yeah.
I think they would have had time at the beginning, because you have that bit where, you know...
There's nobody to spy on us.
There's no big expectations. Right. You haven't got the ball rolling. Then once you have a few hits, then it's a case of, right, we want the next album or the next, you know, spy... strategy.
Yeah. It is now time for the golden question, David. So this is a chance for you to ask Lion the golden question section.
Absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to asking that question.
Okay.
My head's gone a bit blank at the moment. It's not a problem, though. Don't look shocked, Brian. Live podcast and all those different aspects.
To answer your question from earlier, Liam, I think humans will always have the upper hand when it comes to us robots, so they won't ever take over the world.
Don't believe that.
That's both comforting and terrifying.
I agree with that.
You think humans will always be knocked down at some point by the robot civilization?
I think we're turning into robots, aren't we?
I think we are.
Bionic legs?
No, I do not agree.
Oh, what's going on here?
What's happening there, for crying out loud? I'm trying to remember. Do you know what? I'm going to be open with you both. We're both men in a room together.
Very funny.
Very amusing. Thanks. I'm struggling with my golden question, which is a terrible thing to admit.
Is this live, then? This is going out live, is it?
Yeah,
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Don't panic about this.
Yeah. David.
We are live on hospital radio.
All you have to do is come up with like one question per episode.
I know, you are quite...
So what is your question for Liam?
Brian, here we go. Ready? Okay, here we are.
Just relax.
Relax. Just let the...
question.
The question is... We all come from a family.
Count to ten.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. And then the other French digits. Cease. There we go. We've got a Frenchman in the room. Very cultured.
Cease this immediately.
Here we go.
This is quite a deep question, but I'm going to chuck it your way. Who do you feel you have the strongest relationship with, mother or father? it's a golden one.
It's a good one,
It's a bit of an intense one.
Think, yeah, Bill.
Explain?
Either.
Mother.
Absolutely.
There is no right or wrong answer. No.
Well said. Well said, robot on the corner.
You're closest to your mother, aren't you?
We've just got a very strong bond. It's as simple as that. We've just got a lot in common, you know. Similar favourite food, TV shows, and sort of weekend activities.
Is Uncle David her brother, or
she? Well, I've never even thought about that, but you're quite right. Genetically, they did come from the same womb.
You've never thought about it.
No, but yeah, Unks, as you rightly call him, Unky, and Big M, my M, mother, who gives me my orders first thing in the morning. I go on my
code name,
quite right, 007. It's a case of
Agent Unguy.
What's that?
Agent Unguy.
Yeah. Agent Unky, you're quite right. We're all part of the same family.
Agent Unky.
And it's a case of, I just have a very strong... We just got a lot in common. We just like to sit down and just have a chat, chew over the
Agent
fat.
Unky.
Yeah, that's Agent Unky.
Agent Unky. That's what I call him from now on.
Cool.
Agent Unky Undercover.
Okay, so is that the end of the golden question?
It is. I think
you're happy with his answer.
Absolutely. Undercover Uncle is a good.
Undercover Uncle, yeah. Under the Covers.
That could be
uncle,
a good film,
yeah.
A kids' film or something.
Under the Covers with Uncle.
No, that would be ideal. You're quite right. That's one to avoid. Quite right. We'll avoid that one.
You got any songs about your uncle?
Oh, I've got endless songs about my uncle.
Let's have a quick one.
Wandering down memory lane, the hand
clang, clang, clang.
Slipped into my palm. I look
clang,
up
clang, clang.
And see his eyes.
Clang, clang, clang.
It's the man that I would
clang,
like
clang,
to
clang.
Be in love.
Clang, clang, clang.
Uncle
clang.
David. It's a terrible...
Uncle
ice. David. It's
Uncle David.
Uncle David.
Uncle David. Lovely.
Oh, do you know what? It was going horrifically, and then we collaborated as soldiers on the front line, and it worked out the end.
Next question.
Go for it.
Age gap love. How old is too old?
How
what
old?
Age?
I would say how old is too old is 2 decades. Because I think...
58 for you.
58 would be too old for me. You're quite right.
57? 57.
2 decades.
2 decades.
What if you're 30 and you're going younger?
That would be 10, so yeah. That would be good, wouldn't it? As in, like, bad. That's what I mean. So the other way would be a case of, yeah, thank God you got the 2 decade
role.
Would
that be good?
In the sense that you get a slap on the wrist and you wouldn't be able to go wandering into that part of the playground type of thing. You'd have to, you'd be guided away. I don't think so, sir. 2 decade rule. Yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Out I go.
Yeah, but did you...
Okay. Stop pointing.
Sorry, I keep pointing. No, I've got to... Someone chop these fingers off.
So, 58 too old for you.
58, way too old for 57? Me.
57?
57.
Not so old.
Not so old, but not ideal. I'm not going to go running for them for a kiss.
But absolutely fine.
It's better, but it's not great. You know, I'd consider going on a date type of thing, but I wouldn't, I wouldn't be ideal. I'd be thinking, well, this is just inside the 2 decade rule.
Why? I don't understand.
I think medically we'd be different. Biologically, our body wouldn't be in rhythm with each other.
You've got a broken kneecap now, you're kind of...
Well, that puts me back
decrepit.
A few decades.
In what way?
In the sense that, I'm a man, I'm 38, and my libido and strength and stamina is going to be a lot more intense than a 58-year-old.
Is he really?
I would have thought so. I would have thought that, my ability to hold my breath and to do different moves and my coordination skills, all those different aspects. Yeah. Just my biological being is going to be a far sharper instrument. If you know what I mean.
Not particularly.
But I don't think we're going to be
You're
rhythm.
A goer.
If I get the red light, I'll go. I'll put my foot down.
The green light.
Oh, the green light, I'll stop I'll be, I'll respect that person's privacy. I'll wait for amber.
Yeah.
And then green will appear and then I'll be right, okay, we'll give it another go, see what happens.
Okay, have you got your third question, Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of related.
Tonally, how are we doing?
Tonally, this one, again, it's... It's a little bit off-piste tonally.
Okay.
But it semantically relates to that last question.
Semantically? Remind what semantic
in
means.
In terms of it's the kind of meaning. It's meaning.
The meaning behind it,
subject matter.
Chew on the meaning.
What does become of the brokenhearted?
Goodness, that's a Jason Donovan lyric, isn't it? Am I wrong in saying that?
Well, his is what becomes of the brokenhearted. Mine is what does become of the brokenhearted.
Quite right.
Because
quite
I don't
right
think
there.
He ever received a proper answer to his question.
God, and did anyone break his heart? It's doubtful.
Break his what?
Heart. I was going to say, goodness me. Flippity skip.
Yeah.
It was the 80s. A lot could have happened.
What does become of the brokenhearted?
What does become of the brokenhearted? Well, just look at the streets of London. I think at some point everyone's had a broken heart and it's a heavy heart.
So what does that mean? What does it become then?
I think
when
becomes...
When you look at the streets of London, what do you see?
I see smiling faces but dead eyes. Because I think at some point someone had the carrot dangled above their head called love. Yeah. And you're thinking, oh, I'm going to turn that into a carrot soup or I'm going to chop that carrot up and put it in a stir fry. And you think about what you're going to do. And then suddenly that carrot is just taken away from you. And all those plans and aspirations are just dashed. And it's just you sat there watching plasma TV. Watching plasma TV, having a microwave dinner and flicking through an Argos catalogue, thinking, oh, I might buy that furniture. And it just turns into an empty vacuum. Broken hearts are very painful. It's got to be said.
Broken your heart?
Many a times.
What's
many
the most
a time.
Painful snap.
The most painful snap is that element whereby your name's on the menu, but they're not going to have you for the meal. It's a case of, no, I'm not into it. It's like a buffet. They're wandering over to the buffet. Yeah, I'll have some sweet corn. Yes, I'll have some carrots. No, I don't want any David Edwards. I'll have some Worcester sauce. I'll have some, you know, some cucumbers. And I'm the only thing there in the buffet, and I'm filled up, and there's mountains of me. And it's like, well, come on. Do you know, five a day. Let's keep it mixed up. Keep a bit of variety. It's rude. It's, you know, it's kind of, it's not ideal. It's, you know, it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Well, I was going to say, what's more painful, a broken knee or a broken heart?
Give me a broken knee, Adam's apple, heel. And I'm not saying the heel wasn't painful, it was. A broken nose, you know, the whole thing compared to a broken heart. The broken heart keeps you up at night, you know. It really does.
Did the heels keep you up at night? It must have done.
Yep, big time.
I imagine. Yeah, you're quite right. I mean, a broken heel and a broken heart are probably quite equal.
So when I have a broken heel, to get me to sleep at night, they give me morphine. But what medicine is there for a broken heart?
Nothing. Only time, sir.
Time.
Yeah. I was about to say, because even if they give you morphine, you'll have bloody nightmares about, you know, Sarah down at Human Resources who didn't give you a kiss under the mistletoe, but everyone else. Mm. It'll still come back through your subconscious, clawing away. Yeah. It's still there, hovering over you like a raven.
You've mentioned this, Sarah, the under the mistletoe.
Have I? I've mentioned her.
So?
She was in Human Resources and, you know, I thought, chats me quite a bit when I came over to the office, gave me a lot of eye contacts, you know, body language, sometimes might put a hand on my arm, you know.
She point at you?
No, but I think, you know, I look after that part of the relationship, so, you know.
That is a good thing.
Yes, quite right. But, yeah, that was a disappointment. What can I say? You move on. Then it's Christmas after that. You just, you know, try and focus on the sherry and the good times you're on, whatever.
Well, David, I think in about 2 minutes' time, you're going to be taken down to the operating theatre.
Oh, yeah. New name.
Sorry, David. I just need to get that bed back to the flat position.
Oh, that's not a problem. Thank you. Recline, Will.
So, obviously, they've got to put you to sleep.
Yes, that
you're going to put him to sleep, Charles? Do you want to do it, Liam?
Yeah, I'd happily do it, yeah.
Okay.
Charles, yes.
Charles, will you instruct me?
Okay, so if you want to inject him...
Just move Christopher around.
Yeah, please.
I will.
Okay, what am I injecting him with here, Charles?
So here is the needle.
Yeah, what's he injecting him with?
I want to know what it is before I...
Orange juice.
Okay. And this is going to put him to sleep?
Yes, very sleepy.
Very sleepy.
Well, okay, as long
all right,
as
it's going
on.
Are you ready?
I am.
Where are you going to stick it?
Select a vein.
Where should we go?
And prod away.
I was thinking eyeball.
Is yeah, eyeball.
Count him down to 10.
I might stick one in the base of your back.
Okay, right. So eyeball and back, or just
eyeball.
Okay, yeah.
Eyeball and back.
And the small ear.
Count him down to 10.
All right.
And then we'll end the podcast.
What language?
French.
German.
German. Hi to D. I don't know where that one goes.
I don't know about counting backwards from...
French.
Dies, nerf,
sets.
You just lay there, mate.
Oh, quite right. I've got to be operated on.
Yeah.
What's eight?
Wheat.
Wheat. Set.
Just relax.
Cease.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles.
Trois, deux, un. Get ready.
Quirky has had a lot of excitement today.
There you go. That's a clean incision. Straight in the pupil.
Obviously, he's asleep now, and we've got 20 seconds to spare before the end of the...
Yeah.
Sit on his head. Do something.
Very quickly, yeah. Here we go. Quite a big head.
Let's put his finger in his nose.
Yeah, that'll teach him to point.
Yeah.
Pointing his...
I'm going to just draw on his neck and his face. And then we'll just wheel him to the operating theatre. David, wake up for 10 seconds and just... What have you learned from Liam? To end the podcast.
I think, number one, I apologise not having my magic question, my golden question ready. I need to be more prepared for that.
You learn from Liam.
And Liam, the man himself, I have learnt, goes without saying, that, you know, I think I've got it bad. You know, I liken a lot of the situations to myself of men that have fallen in war zones. Mm. And you're quite right. Heels have been broken, kneecaps have been broken, but, you know, it's
could
not
be
Vietnam.
Worse.
It could be a lot worse.
Thank you so much, Liam, for coming along to the hospital.
It's been a pleasure.
And good luck with your operation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No,
thank you for coming along. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.